Mike Lee on what COVID-19 uncovered in the country's supply chain.
It really did expose a lot of risks that exist in the supply chain. It caused a lot of different things to happen all at once, which compounded on each other to have the effects that we're seeing right now. You know, when it comes to just-in-time or some of these supply chain strategies where you keep inventory at a low amount, the many organizations that try to do that often take on too much risk in their supply chains, and those risks got exposed during the pandemic.
Lee says decisions made early in 2020 are still impacting us now.
When the virus pandemic first hit, manufacturers and other organizations really, you take a look at the playbook for a recession or a rapid decrease in the economy. It calls for reducing your output, reducing your labor force, quickly controlling costs. What I think caught a lot of people by surprise was just that the economy, while it definitely shut down for a little bit, it immediately recovered. Because of that, on top of the strong demand for goods that came during the pandemic, it caught manufacturers a little bit off guard. There were actually manufacturers who didn't cut back and got rewarded for it.
Case in point, says Mike Lee, Toyota didn't cut back quite as far as U.S.-based automakers on components like semiconductors, so its auto sales actually went up, not down.
So for others who followed maybe the traditional playbook, what happened was that they have supply chains that maybe were not as resilient as they thought, or maybe they applied this just-in-time concept incorrectly. The philosophy of just-in-time is not about just reducing your inventory. It's really about reducing your excess inventory, but ensuring you always have a reliable supply chain.
Toyota, in fact, passed GM in sales in the U.S. this year. Supply chain issues are forecasted to impact the Christmas shopping season as well. As for the labor shortage and its role in the supply chain choke points,
almost all of the jobs have really come back, but the labor hasn't. So now companies that want to ramp back up, they're really struggling to do so, both because they're having trouble getting the parts they need, but they're also having trouble finding people to help them build those components. And it's been a combination of those factors that has really caused them to struggle to meet the demand out there.
Mike Lee says the labor shortage has also led to price hikes in many business sectors.
You see that actually in inflation going on right now, because there has been a shortage of both components and parts, but also because of the shortage of labor, it's caused a raising of costs.
As for the future and what Mike Lee with OpEx Solutions might tell some of his own clients,
many organizations, manufacturers, for instance, have a lot of opportunity to reduce costs and be more productive through simple process improvement. Companies are going to be investing more in domestic supply chains, investing more in improving the processes that they do to be overall more competitive.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Marano.